So many of us, we want to know how something's going to happen. So this section takes all that pressure off of how you're going to make something happen. So when you write in your journal, I didn't know how I would do this, but I did it anyway. I manifested this or better. And you fully immerse yourself in those feelings of being, doing, or having this or better, what you've written about. And you feel that magic. You know, remember, we manifest through our emotions because, you know, that's why when we get upset, it seems like everything goes to hell in a handbasket because we're upset or our emotions are intense and we broadcast that out to the universe, this intense, painful energy, and we become a magnet for that same painful, intense energy or experiences. Now you're writing a new narrative. Now you have this magical support tool that introduces you to the empowered you, introduces you to the divinity within, where all that makes your heart sing with joy is possible. I manifested this for better. And you're letting the universe provide the how, because that's not your job. And when you're in that state of joy, that state of poise that Florence calls it, that state of peace and there is no fear, there's no need to know the how either. You put that energy out to the universe and the universe responds. You don't have to force anything. You know, when we're in fear, we feel like we have to do something. We have to make something happen. We have to do this and we have to do that. We have to get up and go to work and make all this money to pay for whatever. But you know, when like Florence, one of Florence's examples were, it was the nuns were taking care of children and they only had one coin left. They told the priest that they needed money. They needed more money. They needed food. They needed clothes, all these things. And they only had this one coin. And the priest said, "Give me the coin." And she did. And he threw it out the window. And he said, "God is your supply." And next thing you know, people started coming with food and clothing for the children. And they were provided for. And when we're in that state of bliss, that state of love energy, we may have a nudge, a guidance to take an action step. But the first action step is love. It's being in that love vibration. That's the first one. And nothing is more important than that. Nothing. Well, babies and pets, but you know what I mean. It's not watching that TV program. It's not scrolling on your phone. The most important thing is for you to move your vibration into that love. And then if you have a nudge, intuitive guidance to do something, follow through. Follow through.